Chapter 8, The Right Decision Often Feels Wrong. Recently, a listener of the Mel Robbins podcast wrote to me with this gut-wrenching question. Mel, I'm engaged and soon to be married. The wedding is just a few weeks away, and I know this should be one of the happiest moments of my life. But it's not. The closer we get to the wedding, the more my fiancé and I are fighting. And I just can't shake this feeling of dread. Deep down, I'm afraid I'm making a huge mistake. I don't know what to do. The invitations are out. My parents and hers, they've already put down the deposits for everything. I don't want to disappoint my family. I don't want my parents to lose their money. I don't want to break my fiance's heart. I don't want her parents and everyone else that we know to hate me. How do I call this off? Just reading the question, I could feel my heart seize. I bet yours did too. Because when the stakes feel this high, the right answer will always feel wrong. On the surface, the answer's simple, even though it doesn't feel like it. You already know what the answer is, don't you? He should call the wedding off. If you're dreading the wedding, you are making a mistake. If you can't stop thinking about calling it off, then you should. But just because the right decision is clear doesn't mean it's an easy decision to make. And that's because the human experience is largely an emotional one. What seems logical on the surface doesn't feel logical when you know it is going to cause other people a lot of pain. But too often in life, when you're in that kind of dilemma, what do you choose? You choose to inflict the pain on yourself instead of making a decision that you know deep down is right for you, but it's going to be painful for other people to accept. The groom who wrote to me, he knows intellectually what he needs to do. The problem is his emotions. See, he wrote to me not looking for an answer. He wrote to me because he's seeking reassurance. He has no idea how to handle all of the emotions that he's feeling, the conflict in his body, and he definitely has no idea how to deal with the emotional tidal wave that it's going to inflict on other people. Agonizing over a difficult decision, it's a mentally healthy response to making a difficult decision. The fact that he's worried about other people, that's a sign that he's a good person. And there are going to be many times in your life when people are going to be mad, disappointed, devastated, and even heartbroken by the things you say or do. There just will be. You have to learn to be able to separate yourself from your emotions and the emotional reactions of other people when you are trying to determine the right decision to make for you. You can't let your emotions drive your decisions because they will often stop you from making the right decisions. And look, this is a hell of a lot more difficult than it seems. It can be devastating to make the right decision. It can be absolutely heartbreaking to be honest with somebody. It can feel like the decision might just destroy you from the inside out, especially when it hurts someone you love. Just take the situation with the groom who wants to call off his wedding and he doesn't know how. You probably felt a wave of dread wash over you as you read through the message. And you and I don't even know this person. That's how powerful emotions are. I want you to just imagine for a minute that the groom finds the courage to call off the wedding. And he's about to tell his fiance. You can feel the weight in your chest as you picture him sitting his fiance down and saying, "We have to talk." You can imagine him making the phone call and telling his parents. and your heart tightens as you picture the grief clogging the bride's throat when she has to call hers. And you can feel the anger swelling up in her father's chest as he experiences the heartbreak of his baby girl. Dad, he ended it. He just called off the wedding. And you're just listening to me describe this and thinking about the situation. And it's creating an emotional reaction inside of you. It's automatic. And this is why letting people down and breaking their hearts, it's one of the hardest things you're going to have to do in life. And it's why we avoid it like the plague. It's painful. And here's what I want to remind you. Adults are allowed to feel however they're going to feel. And they're allowed to be angry, broken, devastated, overwhelmed, embarrassed, and extremely pissed off at you. You can't control it. But you try to control it. How? By avoiding the truth. We've all done this. It's why you found yourself staying in the wrong relationship or the wrong job or in the wrong patterns of behavior for years. It's why you still haven't called out your friend for talking behind your back, or confronted your mom, or taken a leave of absence, or confessed to your best friend that you're actually in love with them. It feels easier to just avoid it, because avoiding it means you don't have to face it. But easier now always makes it harder later. Avoiding hard conversations now isn't going to make them any easier. In fact, from experience, I can tell you that the longer you wait, the more painful it's going to get. Choosing not to do what's right for you will do nothing but cause you more pain. So you're probably wondering, Mel, what happened to the groom? Did he call off the wedding? I don't know. Do I hope he did? Yes. I hope he did for his sake. And I hope he did for hers. Everyone deserves to be with somebody who wants to be with them. Do you know how cruel it is to stay in a relationship with somebody that you know isn't the right person for you because you're too scared to make them upset? That's cruel and cowardly. And yet we all do it. That's because our emotions are so scary and we don't know how to deal with them. And I'm here to tell you, there's a better way. In life, the most courageous, honorable, and kind thing to do is to tell someone you don't want to be with them. The most courageous, honorable, and kind thing to do for yourself is to not stay in a career that makes you miserable, even though your father expects you to be an accountant for the rest of your life. What a sad waste of your life, all because you don't want to disappoint someone. It's hard to be honest, especially when other people are going to feel negative emotions or have negative opinions about you. And I get it, you don't want to deal with their guilt. You don't want to hear them venting at you or raging at you. You don't want to experience the bad mood or the shame that you feel. So you just avoid them. And I hear a lot of people say, oh, I just avoid confrontation. I don't like confrontation. But I want you to consider something. You're not avoiding confrontation with someone else. You're avoiding someone else's emotions. The only confrontation or conflict is the conflict you feel internally about the fact that you know the right decision is going to hurt someone else. And you don't want to deal with their reactions. That's not fair, but it's what people do. It's why people stay in marriages for a decade, even when they know it ended a long time ago. It's why people stay in jobs for too long. It's why people pick majors and career paths and then stay in them. It's because they're afraid of making a decision. It's going to cause someone else to feel something. And if you understand that emotions are a normal part of life and that adults are allowed to feel the ups and the downs and they can survive it and you can survive it too, I think you'd be more courageous. I think you'd be honest. It's not your job to protect everybody else from feeling emotions. Your job and your responsibility is to live your life in a way that's aligned with your values. Sometimes that's going to hurt someone. It's going to disappoint them. It's going to cause pain or heartbreak or grief, knowing that your decision is going to impact someone else. When I know my actions may disappoint or upset someone, I find it helpful to remember Dr. Lisa DeMore's framing that negative emotions are a mentally healthy response to the upsetting things in life. People are allowed to be upset when you change your mind. They're allowed to be disappointed or heartbroken when you break up. People are allowed to be depressed when they lose their job. So how do you do this? How do you manage the excruciating level of guilt and discomfort you are going to feel when you make that hard decision that you know is the right decision for you, but it is going to send a tidal wave of pain through other people's lives? Well, the only way I have ever been able to figure out how to do this is to learn to ride the emotional wave. What's helped me is thinking about emotional discomfort like learning to ride a wave in the ocean. Because at their core, as we've discussed, emotions are just like waves. They rise, they fall. Some days, your life is going to be steady, still, and calm. We love those days. Other days, like the day you call off the wedding, there's a hurricane that hits, and you're going to feel like you're drowning. But you will not drown. Will it suck to call off the wedding? Yes. Will it be one of the most painful experiences of your life? Yes. Will her dad want to kill you? Definitely, for at least a few months. Will your parents lose their deposit and be furious with you? Yes. Will their hearts break because they loved your fiance too? Yes. They're going to grieve the loss of what they thought would have been great. And then slowly, as you let them feel whatever they need to feel, and you let yourself feel whatever you need to feel, and you don't try to control it, you don't avoid it, you don't change it, you don't fix it, you just let adults feel what they need to feel. Life has a funny way of going back to a new normal, a better normal. Eventually, your parents will understand not only why you made the decision, but they're going to be proud of you for having the bravery and the integrity to do it. Let them. Let them have their opinions. Let them have their anger. Let them have their reactions. Let them judge. Let them talk, and then let me have mine. Let your emotions rise up and give yourself the space to process your emotions too. Let me is the part where you have to remind yourself that this too shall pass, that honesty and truth are what you value above all else, and that you are stronger than anyone else's emotional reactions. Never let someone else's emotional reactions keep you from making the hard decision. Let me be honest with myself and let me be honest with other people. Let me do the hard thing that is so painful right now because I know it's the right thing to do and it's going to save me from so much pain later. Let me give myself the opportunity to have the life I deserve. And that begins with making the right decision, no matter how wrong it may feel. Whether it's the decision to end a relationship, or to change your career, or to move out of your hometown and go halfway across the country, whether it's a decision to embrace your sexuality, there is some decision that you know is right for you, but you have been so scared about how it's going to impact other people. And this is where the let them theory helps you find the courage to do what you know is right for you, even though it's a hard decision to make. Because the fact is, once you make the decision, I promise you, you have everything you need to ride the wave. And every time you make the right decision, even though it feels wrong, you take responsibility for creating the life you deserve. And if you can't give yourself permission, let me. Your friend Mel is giving you the permission to make the hard decision. So let's summarize everything that you and I have covered in the last two chapters about dealing with someone else's emotional reactions and people who are emotionally immature. Right now, you're allowing other people's reactions and emotions to truly dictate what you do and you don't do. And the let them theory is going to empower you to take a step back when another adult is acting like a child or when they're upset by what you're about to do. So let me just highlight the problem with how you're moving through life right now. You're allowing other people's emotional maturity to have power over your life, because you're allowing someone else's outbursts or guilt trips and reactions to dictate your actions or decisions. And that makes you constantly have to manage other people's emotions rather than just focusing on what's right for you. And that means that you're always prioritizing the emotional needs of other people at the expense of your own happiness. Here's the truth that you learned. Other people's emotional reactions are not your responsibility to manage. You cannot control how another person is going to feel, how they're going to respond, nor can you fix their emotional immaturity. And you've also learned that most adults have the emotional maturity of an 8-year-old, and there's nothing that you can do that can change that. That's their work to do. So what's the solution? The solution is using the let them theory, so that you stay in control even when another adult is acting like a child and having some kind of immature emotional outburst. It also means that you learn how to make the right decisions and the hard decisions, the ones that you know in your heart you need to make, even if they're going to upset and hurt other people. You maintain your power when you stop taking on the burden of other people's emotions, and instead act in a way that aligns with your truth and your values. So every time you say, let them, you give other people the space to experience their emotions without making it your responsibility to manage or fix them. When you say, let me, you find the courage to make the right decision for you, even when it feels wrong to everyone else. It's time to grow up and act like a mature adult. Okay, so we've just covered three of the biggest ways that you've turned other people into a problem and given your power away. And you've learned how to use the let them theory to remove the unnecessary stress that you've allowed other people to cause in your life. You've learned that you need to let people think negative thoughts and just focus on showing up to life in a way that makes you proud. And we just covered something that's truly going to change your life, which is learning how to let people deal with their own emotions and focus on being the wise, compassionate, and mature adult. Now we're ready to talk about one of the single biggest things that you're doing right now that is robbing you from having the life that you deserve, from being happier. And that is your habit of chronic comparison. And I'm going to teach you how to use the let them theory to stop it once and for all.